Sports Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by IB Cool Athleisure Wear for men and women. Technology meets fashion with IB Cool, stylish UPF 50 plus sun protection, and ice field technology to cool your body temperature on hot and humid days. Look great and protect your skin. IBKUL.com. And by Tourism Ireland. Discover world-class links and breathtaking landscapes. Experience golf where it all began. Plan your dream trip to Ireland today at ireland.com/golf. And by Aer Lingus, the Irish flag carrier. Renowned for its warm Irish hospitality and exceptional service, Aer Lingus flies to Ireland from 19 gateways across North America. For more information and to secure a great fare, visit aerlingus.com. Welcome back to Sports Interview with Anne Liguori, and it is my pleasure to say hello to Don Rae, President of the PGA of America. Don, welcome to Sports Interview.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I'm excited to talk about the Ryder Cup.
Ryder Cup, such a huge event coming. It's here, Bethpage Black, and boy, you must have some kind of schedule. I can't wait to hear what your plans are for the week.
Well, you know, I mean, it's certainly, there's a lot of members that go to the Ryder Cup. Every PGA member gets to go to the Ryder Cup for free, so that's exciting. But it's really the Junior Ryder Cup, talking to those teams. You know, both those teams are going to play at Nassau, but the singles matches are Thursday morning at Bethpage Black. PGA Hope, a lot of activations for our veterans program, helping our Patriots everywhere. And then there's all the meetings. You know, there's fancy dinners, there's no doubt. There's cool dinners to go to. But there's lots of meetings with our partners, our sponsors, letting them know we care. Meeting with the Metropolitan section of the PGA of America, making sure that they're being taken care of. So they pretty much booked me from 5 a.m. until 10 o'clock at night, but I love it. It's our biggest event, right? I mean, let's be honest, it's global.
It is global, and I can't think of any more exciting international sporting event. I've covered a number of Olympics, which are great, but there's nothing quite like the Ryder Cup. Why do you think it is just so special?
Well, you know, what's really cool about it is sports enthusiasts are going to watch it. You know, it's not like a golf tournament on television. It's nothing like a golf tournament. This is an international competition, right? It's us against Europe. So certainly the fans of Long Island, New York City, and America are going to be there cheering on their team. But I think it also just talks about golf. You can't help but go, okay, what's going on? There's going to be a lot of people sitting on the couch explaining golf, match play, alternate shot, what's four ball. And these are all opportunities for us to grow the game. So for me, yes, huge fundraiser for the PGA of America so we can do what we do, which is grow the game and serve our members. But more importantly, it grows the game because people who play golf can explain it to people who don't.
So I want to go back because you said something that I did not know. So anybody who is a PGA professional gets a free ticket to the Ryder Cup?
Yeah, I mean, you can show up with your ID, but we'd like you to register. And they get to bring a guest, too. And their kids can get to the – yeah, I mean, it's our tournament, so we take care of our members. At the end of the day, the PGA member owns the PGA of America. So why wouldn't the owners of PGA America get to go to the Ryder Cup?
And tell the audience, if you had done, about the PGA and the, 30,000-plus members.
Yeah. Well, actually, over 33,000 now. I mean, we're growing, which is a good thing. You know, we've got 8,000 associates, we call them, that are going to be PGA members. And there is a need in the golf industry right now to grow the game. The game is booming, right? We know it. 28.1 million are playing. But the big thing that the PGA of America does is grow the game. I mean, and the philanthropic side. You know, I mentioned PGA Hope, but it's definitely saving lives. These veterans stay at home, and all of a sudden golf gets them out of the house and with their buddies and with the people they were in the military with. So everybody wants to talk about what the money is. I love to talk about what the money does, and that's PGA Junior League. It's PGA Hope, and it's something we call PGA Works, which is diversifying the workforce of golf. So a lot going on to make sure that we grow the game appropriately.
And a lot of people don't even differentiate PGA with PGA Tour and, you know, USGA. But the PGA is its own entity and has been around for, what, how many years?
Oh, well, 1916 is when we started right there in New York City, the San Martinique Hotel. You know, so that was where that first meeting happened with Rodman Wanamaker. But you're right. I mean, I became a PGA member, and everybody wants to know, do you know Tiger? Do you play on tours? Like, no, I'm a club professional. There's certainly professional golfers, and then there's club professionals. And, you know, maybe they play for millions, but us, we get millions of people to play. And that really is the difference. I mean, we are just here for one reason only, to raise money so that we can grow the game and serve our members who actually love the people who play this game. So it's a little bit different, but it's a very important part of the golf game.
So tell us what your duties are as the president of the PGA.
Well, you know, you're secretary for 2 years, and you kind of chair all the membership committees, so you learn everything about what we do to serve the member. As vice president, you do all the budget stuff, the finance committee, the investment committee. Then you get 2 years as president. So you basically got this four-year degree of what the PGA does, and now you go talk to people, whether it's going to the golfing conference and talking to everybody there and explaining what the PGA of America does. People do confuse us with other associations. But visiting the sections, talking to the members to make sure that they're happy and getting ideas, comments, anything that can improve what we're doing at the national level. Our job is to serve them. And then I think, you know, even the PGM universities, there are 16 universities where you can major in golf. Isn't that a cool major? And I talked to them also about what the future is going to be in the game of golf. And for PGA professionals, we certainly believe it's on the golf course, not in an office.
Now, you got to golf a little later, if I remember, because you were an umpire, correct, in baseball.
I was. You know, I love golf. My dad gave me the Ben Hogan book, you know, when I was 15 years old, and so I always had a good grip. I sliced it early because of that weak Hogan grip. But, yeah, when I got out of baseball, I umpired for 9 years, 1,300 baseball games. But a great job as an umpire is to work for UPS as a Christmas driver. And I delivered to a golf course, and I was like, man, if there's a plan B and I don't make it to the big leagues, wouldn't it be cool to work at a golf course? And this old PGA professional said, well, you got to be a PGA member if you're going to be in the golf business. And they gave me the number to the PGA, and here I am.
And how old were you when you became a PGA professional?
Oh, PGA professional, I was 34. Yeah, so definitely was late. And the golf course I own now, that's the first job I had in golf. I was outside service at 32 years old with these 16-year-olds. I was like, man, I knew I was where I was supposed to be.
So now how did you put it all together? You became a PGA professional in your early 30s. And then how did the golf course ownership come about?
You know, it was going to conferences like the Golfing Conference. It was going to the NGCOA, the National Golf Course Owners Association. I was like, I'd like to own a golf course someday. Is it even doable, right? Is America the land of opportunity? And seriously, the more I hung, it's like if you want to be good at golf, you hang around good golfers. If you want to own a golf course, hang around golf course owners. And I did. And they got me to a point where, like, you can do this, Don. You can get investors or you can put together the money yourself, small business loan, whatever you're going to do with the SBA. But, yeah, who knew? It was on my map that someday I would own a golf course, and someday happened.
That is so great. I know we're going to talk Ryder Cup, obviously. Yeah. But your story is fascinating to me. So, Ryder Cup, Keegan Bradley, talk about when you first met Keegan and what your conversations were like.
Well, you know, the first thing I asked him is, does he know who's on top of the Ryder Cup trophy? You know, it's a PGA golf professional, Abe Mitchell, the gentleman who taught Samuel Ryder how to play golf. And Keegan's dad's a PGA professional. So I thought it was important for Keegan to know, like, this is what this is about. It's about the PGA golf professional. It's about a man who started a competition between two continents. And that's amazing to me. And Keegan has been amazing. I think he just had a fresh outlook on it. I mean, he wasn't a vice captain. So a lot of things he's done as captain is made it about team golf. Things he learned at St. John's, making sure that you eat together, you hang out together. And that's something he's done for this team. He's bringing them together as a team, just like they did for the warm-up event, you know, in California. He wanted them all to be together, spend time together. That's what a team is. It's not who you're playing with, it's who you're spending time with. And Keegan's done. He's amazed us with his ideas, and he's putting it all out there, man. That's for sure.
And it was good they all got together at the Pro Cure, aside from Xander, who you know, they had the baby. But I thought that was important, particularly after Marco Simone, when they didn't perhaps play as much as they probably should have leading up to the Ryder Cup.
Well, it was different, right? Because usually the Tour Championship, they'd have to go right there. I remember in Paris, Tiger barely got off the plane. He had won the Tour Championship, and now he's in France playing for the Ryder Cup. And then last year, there was 3 weeks, or 2 years ago, there was a three-week gap. And what do you do with that? And so this year, you know, Keegan said, okay, I know what to do with that. We're going to get everybody together. I think Bryson has done a good job of flying everywhere that he has to fly so he can be with the team. But no doubt about it, we've learned a little bit from 2 years ago. And Keegan, knowing team golf, is changing the Ryder Cup team.
And how big for the USA is it that Scottie Scheffler wins that tournament? I mean, that was incredible. Of course, I felt bad for Ben Griffin, but Scottie just continuing to play Scottie Scheffler golf.
Well, he's, you know, every time I think about Scottie, I think about Randy Smith, right? The PGA professional that's behind him. And Scottie's just so good for the game, right? He's just so humble. He's a good player. He's taken to another level. Doesn't have a perfect golf swing as a, you know, what everybody was looking for, the Adam Scotts of the world. He just plays golf. And I think that's what, it's not swing, stance, and score. It's just out there and having fun. And Scottie has fun on the golf course. He's focused. Whether he's playing with his buddies, which he talks about all the time, or he's playing for a major championship or his country, He's focused, and I couldn't think of anybody. He's just like the perfect poster boy of PGA Tour golf and what the PGA of America is all about.
So what are you looking forward to the most, would you say, this week? Ryder Cup week, Bethpage Black.
Pro America. You know, it's amazing to me. You know, my daughter's 22. She wasn't around when 9/11 happened. What a horrific thing. But, man, did our country rally around that. Everybody had a flag on their car, right, Ann? And we haven't had events like that. And so I'm excited for my daughter to see that. I'm excited to feel that. It's cool to be proud of your country. And to, you know, that's why the Olympics are great. And this gives everybody in America, not to what state they live in, but we live in the country of the United States of America. And I think that's the coolest part is just loving our country and being there and rooting for the USA.
And I love what you say about the aftermath of how everybody after 9/11 got together, New York unified. The whole country came together. We can do that. And we showed we can be unified back in the aftermath of such a tragedy. And to have the Ryder Cup in the backyard of Manhattan at Bethpage Black is very, very special.
Well, I think for everything, it's a public golf course. Isn't that amazing? You know, a global championship is at a public golf course. That's cool. I think the New Yorkers are going to be amazing. We're really excited. But remember, everybody's coming. This is a bucket list for most golfers. So they're flying in from all over the world, actually, to come to the Ryder Cup. But I'm going to be very proud of the fans. They're going to be loud, and of course they're going to be loud. But they're also going to be all about winning and be about the team. And I know they're going to be respectful. And we have such good security plans in place, many layers, all with the New York State Police, and we're excited. It's going to be an exciting, very loud competition, but very respectful, because that's what golf's all about.
Well, a lot of people talk about New York fans, right? I live in New York. I've lived in New York for many, many years, originally from Ohio. But New York golf fans are very knowledgeable. They know their golf. They should be respectful. I don't think it's going to get crazy. I mean, you know, obviously if they're overserved, it might, like any sports competition, right? But I just think New York fans really appreciate great golf, and they're very patriotic.
Well, certainly in our team that's on the ground there, Brian Carnes, and obviously Kerry Hague's the best in the business, David Charles, we've got plans for all that stuff. I mean, there are going to be a couple people, but the majority of the people, if not 99% of them, are going to be awesome golf fans, awesome sporting fans, and rooting for the United States. So, yeah, I'm not really worried about that, because I'm just so confident in our team, and they know it was coming. We knew this was coming a long time ago, so we've been preparing for it, not in the last 6 months, but probably for the last 6 years.
Can you believe it's already here after Marco Simone in Rome? That was a lot of fun. What were your thoughts about when you were walking around Marco Simone, that golf course, and just outside of Rome, Italy, and thinking, wow, we're going to have, you know, the Ryder Cup at Bethpage Black in 2 years?
It's crazy. Well, I think in these are the venues that, you know, the Ryder Cup goes to. That's why it's so iconic. And, yeah, certainly to be in Rome, that was amazing. But it could be almost a mini distraction in a sense, because you're in Rome. What are you going to do? New York City, Manhattan is going to be amazing. There's always something going on. I think it's United Nations Week during the week of the Ryder Cup. The Yankees are in town. I mean, but that's how that city rolls. I think it's going to be amazing, especially, you know, some people, they don't go to the Ryder Cup every day, right? They're there. They've got the bucket list one day. They're going to be there on Saturday. But on Sunday and Friday, they're going to be watching, or they're going to be enjoying a Broadway play, and they're going to be seeing all the surroundings there. There's so many great golf courses on Long Island. I'm sure they're all going to be full that week.
Getting back to Keegan Bradley, and as you mentioned, his father, PGA professional, what a great story that is, right? Did you think that he would pick himself as a captain's pick? Going along all those months when he was playing so well, he won the Travelers Championship, and he played very strong coming down the stretch.
He played really strong, and I liked what he said at the press conference. And, you know, it's funny, you know, I'm on the Ryder Cup committee, and you know, even the night before the press conference when he announced his six picks, we said, we don't want to know. We'll find out tomorrow, Keegan, when you tell everybody. And he's like, all right. But I think, you know, what it was about is the players that he picked are all hot players. They were playing really well. There's a reason. When you look at Cameron, I mean, as an amateur, he set the record there at Bethpage. Why wouldn't you have him there? He's a New Yorker. Everybody that Keegan picked, there was a reason behind that. You know, I don't know what he would have done. I think if some of those players maybe wouldn't have played so strong, Cameron, for instance, winning, maybe he would have picked himself. But at the end of the day, he's a very selfless leader. He is a servant leader. Keegan's all about, yeah, could he have won a few points on his own? Yes. But can he win 14 and a half points as captain? And, you know, I think that's what he said. You know, I have a better chance of winning this Ryder Cup just getting with 12 individuals and making them a team than me being part of a foursome.
And you, nobody knew who his picks were going to be until he actually announced them live?
No, him and, you know, and Julius Mason maybe, because we had to call the players and say, hey, you need to be on TV tomorrow, so make sure you're ready. But no, I was very proud of actually our staff to keep that a secret, because it's important for things like that to remain a secret until they're announced.
And how important is it that, you know, he played for St. John? He played Bethpage Black a lot, Keegan Bradley, his coach Frank Darby. You know, he's so close to Frank and to, you know, and he's young enough where he's still playing on the PGA Tour and still excelling, and he knows these guys, and there's not a big distance between, you know, the captain of the Ryder Cup and the current players.
Well, I think that was his advantage of picking Keegan. Who knew he was going to play so well? But no doubt the committee, when we got together, we were looking for a reset, a little bit of, there needs to be a connection between the captain and the players. Just has to be. And then Keegan just started playing really well. Frank Darby's amazing, right? I mean, I love that guy. He's so on fire for Keegan and, you know, and just golf in general. But Keegan playing there, now Cameron playing there and being on the team, there's just familiarity. You know, if you've wanted a golf course, when you show up there, you're like, okay, I feel good about this. I love these greens. I love the grass. That's what he can give to the team. And I think that I think we've reset the Ryder Cup in a sense when it comes to captains. It's going to be individuals like Keegan who understand team. They're young. They get a good connection with the players so they can talk to them, because it's a different world to be on tour now, right? There's fitness directors and everything. They've got shrinks. They got it all, because it's a hard life being on the road and all the media obligations and then trying to win. So they're a different breed of player now, and they need a captain who understands that. Keegan is that captain.
And how difficult was the decision to actually pay the players? I mean, it's something that, you know, we're not really familiar with all these years.
Well, I mean, you know, for the PGA of America, the Ryder Cup is a fundraiser. I mean, we've always given the players $200,000, you know, to say, hey, what charity do you want it? And we'll send the check. And that worked. But we didn't change that for 25 years, Ann. And so even if you looked at inflation, $200,000 should be like $417,000 is what we came up with. So why don't we put it to $500,000? Now, they certainly had the option to say, okay, players, you tell us where you want it to go. But that really takes them out of the equation. Why not, you know, hear what they have to say? So $300,000, they'll tell us where they want it to go, and we'll send that check. $200,000 will go to them, and they can give that check to whoever they like. I'll be interested, you know, when all the interviews are happening of what the players are going to do, because I know golfers are the most philanthropic athletes in the world, just because that's what golf is. So it'll be curious to see where they do with their money, but I have full confidence that they're going to do it to grow the game or help a charity.
Sure. And what's the tone like on the eve of this Ryder Cup as far as, you know, the European team looks so strong. They come in strong after playing, you know, after winning at Marco Simone. And they're all, you know, it's always the talk about how united that European team is and how chummy they all are and how much they enjoy being together and as a team, and that they would play for free, as Rory would say. What's the tone? What are the Americans thinking at the PGA on the eve of this Ryder Cup?
Well, I think Gluck was a great captain, right? He certainly got his team together and a home team, a home game. And now we have a home team. We have a home game. And I think that, you know, the knock against the American players at the President's Cup, they formed lots of relationships. Keegan talked about that, like how tight they were as the President's Cup team. And so I think we're getting way better when it comes to the tour of playing like a team, spending more time together. Look at Keegan, what he said in his interview. It was like he thought when he was on tour, he couldn't talk to anybody else because he had to beat him on Sunday. And now he finds out that a lot of the tour players hang out together. They spend time together. They have families, young families together. That's changing the face of the Ryder Cup. So they're going to bring it all. Luke's great. I think their team is exceptional. But I'm really excited about our team. And I think when you take Keegan, the secret weapon, in a sense, of building a sense of team, that makes our team even stronger. It's not a collection of 12 great golfers. It's actually one team that's representing the United States.
How about the assistant captains, Don? Talk about their closeness and their experience with Ryder Cups and what an asset they will be to Captain Keegan.
Well, yeah, look at who Keegan picked. It's exactly who we thought he might pick, is younger people that know. Kevin Kistner, they all know him on tour, right? He's got his own media obligations, but they all know him. He's fun. He lightens up the crowd. Jim Furyk's going to be there, right? He captained a Ryder Cup before. He did the President's Cup. He knows what's going on. But between Webb and Brandt and Gary, I think it's very exciting to see a collection of vice captains who definitely know the players, because the captain's all over the place. And we asked some of the players, even on the Ryder Cup committee, how important are the vice captains? They said very important, because we see them all the time. Remember, the vice captains can get the information from the player, but then they have to relay it to the captain so the captain can give advice to the other players out there. So the vice captains are talking to every player all the time. So it's got to be somebody they can let their guard down, somebody they know. Are they going to tell Kevin Kisner something that they might not tell somebody else? I think the answer is yes. And if that information gets to Keegan and Keegan can relay that to other players, that could get us a half a point or a point, and that's usually the difference in these matches.
Certainly is. And President Trump is making an appearance. So what is that going to be like? And have presidents come to Ryder Cups in the past?
You know, presidents have come, past presidents. There's never been a sitting president of the United States of America to come to a Ryder Cup. So we're very happy for President Trump to come. You know, his schedule changes all the time. It's United Nations Week. We'll see what he ends up doing. But he certainly loves golf, which is great. The PGA of America loves that he loves golf. He owns golf courses. He employs a lot of PGA golf professionals. That's very exciting for us. But yeah, if he comes, and I think he is, I think it's going to be very exciting. Because he loves New York golf. He loves golf. And this is, you know, a global competition with the United States of America. So why not have the sitting president there?
And will you be in uniform all week?
Oh, absolutely. They give me clothes for every day. I feel like a tour player. You know those tour players, and you know this, like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they have to wear what they tell them because you're going to be on television. Well, the official party of the Ryder Cup are the officers of the PGA of America and the CEO. So all four of us will be dressed alike every single day in our Ralph Lauren clothing, thanks to Ralph Lauren. But we're scripted every single day to make sure that they know that this is Team USA.
I love that. Go Ralph Lauren. And a big announcement that New York State will host 3 PGA of America major championships. That just was released recently.
Yeah, no doubt. Very exciting. You know, I think going back to Oak Hill is exciting. And I think even the state of New York realizing, like, hey, let's come back to Bethpage, but let's also come back to Oak Hill. Two different, you know, I mean, cities. You go up to Oak Hill, that's Rochester. This is their deal. It's their Super Bowl. And then in Long Island, you could get lost a little bit, right? But Bethpage is such a great golf course. But I think the KPMG announcement, the Women's PGA Championship. Remember, we have a major on every tour, the senior, the women's, and the men's tour. But we love taking the Women's KPMG Championship to iconic golf courses. And so Hazeltine next year, Congressional after that, and then Bethpage after that. I'm sure the LPGA players know that announcement came out, and they're pumped to play Bethpage.
Well, your energy and enthusiasm is infectious, Don Ray. Thanks so much for spending some time. And go USA here at Bethpage Black for this edition of the Ryder Cup. It's going to be so exciting.
Absolutely. Go USA. That's all there needs to be said. Let's win.
Sports Interview with Ann Liguori is brought to you by IB Cool Athleisure Wear for men and women. Technology meets fashion with IB Cool, stylish UPF 50 plus sun protection, and ice field technology to cool your body temperature on hot and humid days. Look great and protect your skin. IBKUL.com. And by Tourism Ireland. Ireland is open and ready to welcome you back. World-class courses, celebrated links, spectacular scenery, rich culture, and the warmest of welcomes await. Now is the time to get back to the things that matter most. Now is the time for Ireland. Press the green button and start planning at ireland.com/golf.